T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is the left beginning to look at the FBI as sort of a party organ? Their own personal police, if you will? That's how the intelligence agencies in Russia function. As the long arm of the party. It's how they function in China. And in Cuba. Does the Democrat Party increasingly look at the FBI that way? We saw during the whole Christine blah blah Ford thing, they were very eager to bring in the FBI because they know inherently it's a politicized agency and they can expect a politicized investigation. Well, it turns out the left tried to do this with Jussie Smollett. And not just anybody on the left. First Lady Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, Tina Chen. After the Jussie Smollett thing broke and it became clear that the Chicago PD was one, you know, doing investigating. But two, honestly investigating, which is the kind of investigation they don't like. Tina Chen, former chief of staff, First Lady Michelle Obama, emailed state attorney Kimberly Fox. This is Illinois state attorney. And said, hey, listen, we got a, this is Michelle Obama's former chief of staff. We got concerns about the investigation. It might not be fair. And demanded it be turned over to the FBI. Well, anyway, all the correspondence now has been made public. This is Fox, the attorney general. Spoke to Superintendent Johnson. I convinced him to reach out to the FBI to ask that they take over the investigation. OMG, this would be a huge victory. That same day, listen to this. Fox texted with one of Smollett's relatives, who Michelle Obama, Michelle Obama's chief of staff, Tina Chen, put the attorney general, state attorney general Kimberly Fox of Illinois, in contact with Smollett's relatives. And they're like, that's not going to be fair. It's not right. So she's texting back and forth to the relative of Jussie Smollett. I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can help, how I can help you. Say, maybe we could just get the FBI looking at this and none of the local PD. Can't control them. She didn't say that, but it's what she meant. So here's the attorney general of Illinois, Fox. Spoke to the superintendent earlier talking about the police. It's basically the police chief. He made the ask. Try to figure out logistics. I'll keep you posted. She's going back and forth with Smollett's family. The family member texts back, OMG, this would be a huge victory. Fox texts back, I made no guarantees, but I'm trying. Okay, this is how it works if you have liberal privilege and you've committed a fake hate crime. Your family gets to go back and forth with the state attorney general to try to get you an FBI investigation, knowing it's a politicized agency and they'll go easier on you. Maybe find the conclusions you would want. Wow. I mean, wouldn't it be great? I would love to just be able to call up the attorney general of this state and say, hey, can you do anything to get the heat off me? I'm in trouble. Yeah, these Chicago police officers they're not just, you know, accepting the narrative and ignoring the facts. They're asking real questions. Can you get this stopped? Yeah, sure. I'll get in touch with Michelle Obama's chief of staff. I'll see if I can't get the FBI to take this thing so we can get the heat off you. This is how it works if you're on the left. Law enforcement officers, the top cop in Illinois, the attorney general, will help you. We'll help you. They'll help make sure an agency that doesn't always ask a lot of questions gets the investigation. They'll make sure an agency that's heavily politicized gets the investigations. Well, it turns out the FBI was called in, but the police chief of Chicago insisted on retaining control of the investigation, too. And that's where everything went wrong. But that's how it works, folks. That's liberal privilege right there. White people don't have privilege like this. Unless they're liberal. They don't. Nobody in our society has privilege like this. You just call up the attorney general. Can you imagine doing this? Yo, Alan Wilson. Yeah, I got some trouble here, some criminal trouble. Could you get me an investigation by a better body that might be more sympathetic to me and not ask so many questions? Sure, why not? Me and him be in prison. But that's how you got liberal privilege. That's how it works. You get Michelle Obama involved, get her chief of staff involved. They try to get the FBI involved so no real questions are asked. Folks, tell me what is the difference between this and how the intel agencies of China and Cuba and Russia function, because I can't find one. And their political classes. And in those countries, the intel agencies serve the party first. They are not national entities. They are on paper.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.